To some, they may resemble totem poles, but the works of art are more modern and quite intricate. At least one can be found in every state, and they tell the story of the native residents who once lived there. Their story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at xmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
Sled dogs, musk ox, and the largest vegetables on the planet. It's just a few of the things you'll see on our American Countryside adventure to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll ride the Alaska Railroad, sail the Kenai Fords, tour Denali National Park, and see Alaska sea life. We'll also experience Alaskan agriculture and tour the Alaska State Fair. It's an amazing trip, and I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266, or find our ad at AmericanCountryside.com. In 1971, Hungarian-born wood sculptor Peter Toth began a personal mission to honor Native Americans by carving a statue in every state and several Canadian provinces that remembered the tribes of that area. In 1978, Toth was headed to Kansas, but he needed a very large log to begin his work.
Specifications that the minimum of 50 inches in diameter at the base, and it had to be at least 20 feet long. It needed to be of hardwood. He preferred oak, walnut.
Pete Duncan says hardwoods that size couldn't be found in northeast Kansas, but a very large oak was found just across the Missouri River.
It turned out that it was perfect for what we wanted. It was 5 feet in diameter. It weighed between 25 and 30 ton. It was estimated to be over 300 years old.
For parts of 3 months in the fall of 1978, Peter Toth used hammer and chisel to create a masterpiece to reflect the tribes of this area.
The Potawatomi, the Kickapoo, the Iowa, Sac and Fox were the main tribes that lived here in northeast Kansas.
Toth simply requested a place to stay during his time in Troy, Kansas. It was his gift to the community and the country.
He did it for free. However, he would make small statues of Indians, and he would sell them to local people to put in their houses or in their garden.
Some might say the work is reminiscent of a totem pole. Its size and intricacy are still impressive after many decades. You can find Toth's work in every state, including this memorial to the tribes of Kansas found here in Doniphan County. Traveling the country south in Troy, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.